takes care of the items on the list for the, so move on to review and discussion of citizen questions pertaining to Payne and Dolan quarry blasts on October 1st. In our packet is a list that Jill has been working on. Probably all have been in front of us many times. It was in the council packet. And at this point is a document of reference and information, answers to many of the citizen questions. I believe it to be complete at this point. There is also included with that, one of the questions was how much does Payne and Dolan pay in property taxes? And that information was provided as well. I believe it was $211,000 for a square mile of land of Franklin in comparison to the residence area. They felt it was quite low in comparison to what they all paid in homes for just an area. So that was a comment on that. Are there any other review and discussions about the questions? Any other direction? Okay. I think that's satisfied. I think
this is this latest one. One of the cost factors in the election is solving all the common factors. There's no need forward to any other.
Correct. And it's on online.
Okay. And that's probably an item off the agenda.
The questions that aren't on there, I think two of them were raised this evening, and I know it's been raised previous to this, is somehow moving a permanent marker
in the microphone.
And also the one about the air blast. There's also a concern raised about that one that maybe needs to be answered.
This isn't going to be a perpetual document at this point.
I guess I would suggest, Donald and Barbara, that if I was going to remove that item from the agenda, but if you would like to send your suggestions to Mr. Deedle to add those 2 points, then we'll put them on the next agenda. They would be one would be the air blast, and what would one be?
Once we do get the survey back, establish some kind of marker within the 4 minutes that would be visible. Four aerial photographs as well to show that they're not going down the future reference, whether it be a photograph, a photo, or else for observation purposes of the future, people can see that there is a permanent. In my lot line, there's a stake, you know, that delineates where my lot line is. And that's it. It's a big stake that was put. I tripped over it many times before. Okay, well, some way of actually marking that might be a reference for future air photography as well.
Well, that is something you could do when you're on site, say, hey, or when you're coordinating this with your survey.
It's just a citizen, those are citizen concerns that have been raised that are not part of the survey.
Well, they would be part of the survey. And typically what happens when they do a survey, they put in markers. And on the last survey, they put in laths with flags. You can see them on there. There was nothing pounded into the ground. But certainly if that's a request, and Bain and Dolan says, yeah, we should have these markers here, then they could be inserted at that time. But that's something that probably have to be taken up with Stantec, the survey company. Everybody would have to agree upon that. It's typically part of a survey that they put a marker in the ground.
I'll follow up with that then.
Okay. So that item you'll follow up with the survey issue, and then the other one is the air blast, which would come when it comes to council. So if we handle both of those items that way, would you be okay then if we take item B off?
I just don't want to lose
concerns. Okay. So, Mr. Green, we will handle the air blast. council and will handle the survey with the survey issue when it comes up and take B off. Status report of the update quarry reclamation plan, which was what we just discussed. Are there any additional recommendations that the quarry monitor committee would like to make regarding the reclamation plan? Do you want it to go to council with an additional recommendation? Or are you fine with the recommendations that were put in there?
I'm just wondering, when I think back about Clint explaining about the reclamation plan and what it was, that it's not to go into effect until they stop quarrying. So
it's to be a
recommendation now from the, us?
No, the way it works, I believe, Mr. Deal, correct me, but the city's supposed to have the reclamation plan adopted. And then it's supposed to be reviewed every 5 years. And that can is a continuous pattern of review to keep it updated. And then that is an ongoing issue until they close. And then that becomes the reclamation plan.
Being on the Plan Commission long ago, that was part of our responsibilities for the reclamation plan. And the last one that I heard from Clint, I thought that was a change in state law or something, that they just had to provide a general reclamation plan that didn't go into effect until the quarry was closed.
Well, why do we spend all the time?
Well, that
it's not much different than the city having a master plan where you put it in place, you work with it as you go, you update it occasionally, but you have a plan in place that's supposed to try to guide you. And what I'm going to guess is the council will just send it to the Plan Commission for the Plan Commission to look through and make sure all the changes are made before it's. And then the Plan Commission will probably bring it back for adoption of the council, because I don't know if the council, they can't adopt it without the Plan Commission's public hearing. So, but our idea was the only way to get it to the Plan Commission, get it on the agenda, is to bring it forward to the council and force it to the Plan Commission, because it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. So, okay.
It probably will change 5 years out or 10 years out. 20 years out. I mean, this is something that's going to be a recurring technology changes, ground cover. I mean, there's a lot of issues that change that we were looking at. So, Marge. You and I'll be here, Marge.
Okay. So it looks like in the meantime, we probably don't need any other additional reclamation plan on the agenda at this meeting. Updates from the planning manager about matters pertaining to citizen complaints, staff's quarry monitoring services, and the consultant's quarry monitoring activities. And we do have recorded ground vibrations and air blasts list in our plan as well. Mr. Beaver.
I've received three complaints about blasts, all on the same March 21st. Yeah.
online, you can look at the four measuring points for each of the blasts. We number 14 this year, and how many was that for last year? 96 events. And it will show you all four of the points and what the data is.
I have not studied these enough to know. And we don't have the ones in that last class. For the next meeting, we can print off the one up and highlight the last one. We'll just put all stars.
That's our pump station.